Washington State University's mascot is the cougar. But today, it's the bears on campus that are making news. WSU is home to the nation's only captive grizzly bear research center. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on a new study involving those bears and how it's yielding insights into possible therapies for human obesity and diabetes.
Grizzly bears pile on the fat every autumn, but in their obese state through hibernation, they don't appear to suffer health consequences like overweight humans do. Researchers from WSU and the biotech company Amgen took blood and tissue samples from 6 captive grizzly bears over 2 seasons. They wanted to see how the animals avoid diabetic ailments. Amgen scientist Kevin Corbett says the study revealed a protein that acts like a dimmer switch before and after hibernation,
where you can turn up and turn down how much the cells respond to that insulin. And I think that's what the bears have taught us, because they don't change the amount of insulin that's floating around in their blood from period to period. What they do instead is they ramp up and down how they respond to that.
In terms of storing or releasing blood sugar, this week Corbett and a team of co-authors published findings that could someday lead to a different treatment approach to human diabetes. This appears in the journal Cell Metabolism. The dozen bears at WSU have also been used in separate studies of heart disease avoidance. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.